All right, episode 4. I didn't know if we were going to make it out of episode 3. I could sit there and talk to Jeremy Curry the entire night. In fact, I've done it before. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you did, because he's here for episode 4. Say hello, Jeremy.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for having me back, Sammy.
Anytime, man. Jeremy, you are just, you are a delight. Jeremy's one of those guys, and my mom thinks of you almost as one of her children.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nicer.
Which is why she probably doesn't call you ever.
You're gonna be performing here, huh? Okay.
Yeah. No, she does.
San Jose.
She. My family appreciates Jeremy Curry probably more than I do.
Dude, you have such a loyal family.
I'm so
impressed. Stacy.
Go ahead. So Jeremy wants to talk shit about my sister.
That's not true. That is not true.
Go ahead.
Okay. First off, I want to praise Stacy. She comes to every show. I feel bad because I'm like, I better change my jokes. I'm like, I don't have any more.
This is all I got.
Stacey, can you go outside while I go up so I can just keep doing good? Please. But no, Stacey does get a little carried away on the Facebook. today.
Give me an example.
Today.
What'd she do?
A picture in traffic of a guy with 4 fucking barbecues. Really? We needed to know that? Is that what your fans craved? sorry. God, that's awful. Anyway, Stace, you got a job. Congratulations, you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah, so those that don't get the reference, my sister posted a picture of a guy in a truck, and he had, I think, 3 or 4 Weber barbecues, and yeah, she felt the need to put that on Facebook. She also had one the other day. My buddy, you know Mike Bowers.
Yeah, I do know Mike Bowers. Great guy.
So Mike
Airhorn.
Yeah. So you know what? I should probably have him on here. So
dude, I would love to do one. Yeah, the only problem with these, and I just interrupt you. When you have 3 people, you can't all talk at the same time.
No. I'd have them individually here.
Yeah, but Mike couldn't be there.
Mike was
that guy's great.
Mike brought an air horn to a baseball game and was blowing it in everybody's ear. And then when security came to take it away from him, he just kept blowing it and telling security he couldn't hear them. To the point where there was a new policy at Oakland A's games where you can no longer bring air horns in, and it's called the Mike Bowers policy. It's a true story.
So he just can't blow.
Oh, so the security showed up and they were like, "Sir, you have to." What? I can't hear you, sir. You have to. And just kept blowing it.
Oh man!
And then they took it from him.
I could totally see him doing.
Oh,
that
they
too.
Took it from him. This is the best part. They took it from him.
He's a big dude too.
And I'm leaning over like I don't know the guy, right? And he leans in. He reaches into his cargo shorts and pulls out another air horn and starts blowing it. Like he had a backup air horn.
Oh my god! That guy's insane. That guy's crazy.
So he's in Hawaii right now with his wife and his daughter, and he posts a picture of them going snorkeling. And my sister's smart. My sister's a very smart lady, mm-hmm. But she sometimes, like, she asked this question, and I had to call her out on it. She's like, "Did you take the baby snorkeling?" The baby's 1.5 years old.
Yeah, they did. Thanks.
Like, yeah, what are you talking about? Did they take it snorkeling? She's like, "Well, then what did they do with the baby?" I'm like, "They left it in the car like normal human." What kind of questions are they?
Did you feel the urge to take a picture of a barbecue? That's just as bad.
Oh, you wait till I get my sister on here. She's going to trash you.
I hope so, but she's all good fun.
He looks like Dave Matthews with herpes.
Oh, is that where you got the joke?
No.
Oh,
that's herpes. My joke.
Not herpes. No.
You also don't look like Dave Matthews that much anymore.
I mean, I can say pregnant, that's fine, but herpes.
No, I usually say you look like Dave Matthews if you got stung by 1,000 bees.
No, or Jeremy Piven. Who said something about Jeremy Piven?
You had a friend who said you looked like Jeremy Piven with diabetes, which is the funniest.
What does diabetes mean? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
That's what you call a brilliant comedian right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, okay. Well, diabetes. I got incomparable in the last one.
Yeah.
Diabetes, this one.
Diabetes. Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to move on because I don't know what diabetes means.
you really?
No, of course I do. But we got things to do. We have things to talk about, Jeremy.
God. Real quick, 30 seconds. 10 seconds.
Okay, diabetes means that you can't regulate your insulin correctly,
okay.
Right? So usually when you have diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, it's self-made because you're so fat, you eat like a lot of shit, like just Snickers bars.
Oh, so you're saying I'm fat?
Yeah.
Oh, I hurt my feelings. Going to the gym tomorrow.
It's a creative way to say you're fat, Jeremy.
Fuck you.
What do you think being stung by 1,000 bees means? It means you're swollen. It's the same thing. I'm calling you fat with that joke.
Man.
That's okay.
That's awesome.
Hey, he's like, he's gonna walk off here.
Yeah, I'm hurt. Okay,
take his headphones off. Hey, so I gotta see. You're wearing a Kobe Bryant T-shirt.
I am wearing a Kobe Bryant T-shirt. And I did play basketball with you one time, and I'll never play again.
Yeah, no, I'm not very good at basketball.
You are awful.
I admit that.
What the fuck was that?
I'm 6 foot one, and I was the tallest guy on the court. And Jeremy just kept clearing me out to the 3-point line.
My friends are asking me, is he blind?
I was passing to the wrong team. I admit I'm not good at basketball.
Why is he jumping when they're passing? What is he doing?
I was there to lift weights. You pulled me onto the court.
Was he a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid? That was so awful.
Is basketball your favorite sport?
No.
Football?
To watch, play, or...
To watch.
That's obviously football.
What about to play?
Baseball.
Baseball. You like playing baseball?
Mm-hmm. Baseball.
What about you gamble every now and then? At least you used to. What do you what's your favorite sport to gamble on?
Whatever's next, bro. What's next? Cricket? Okay, give me the line.
I want to see how far this depravity goes. So you admitted on the last episode that you have gambled on the WNBA, correct?
Absolutely.
You got a line on a Phoenix Mercury game.
Dude, we've gambled on soccer games. So, dude, in the World Cup, we didn't do that bad.
Have you done boxing?
Yeah.
UFC?
Yeah.
Hockey?
Yeah.
How do you bet on hockey? You don't even know what hockey is, do you?
Yeah, the Sharks do it. The Pavilion.
What about, that's not even right.
The Shark Tank.
It's the SAP Center now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What about, let's see how, because you're from Fremont, so have you gambled on the spelling bee that they play on ESPN?
No.
You have not gambled?
No.
You should gamble on... I bet you could get a line in Vegas.
My buddy just gambled on the Grammys.
The Grammys?
The Grammys.
So what did he gamble?
You could have bet the Grammys.
What did he bet on the Grammys? Who was going to win?
One of his winners was Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Winning what he won.
Yeah.
He bet that. I saw that.
So that was a new artist of the year. Or whatever.
Is that what he won?
I guess. Yeah,
he won that. I saw him bet Sam Smith.
So he's betting on award shows. Is that your next venture? Is that where you're going in 2015?
I hope not.
No?
What
about Little League World Series? Have you ever gambled on the Little League World Series?
I don't think there's been a line on the Little League World Series. If there was, we would definitely would have bet it. We'd have bet on a little black girl last year.
You would have won.
She would have won, yeah. We liked her. She was hot.
So
I mean, no, hot as in she was winning, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's gamble speak.
Settle down.
Just so everybody knows, it's gamble speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what you're thinking.
Cops are waiting for you.
They're out front. So it doesn't really matter. As long as there's some action there, you're okay to gamble on it.
Dude.
What about Danny Cruz just invited me to an event at Tommy T's.
That was nice.
Yeah, that's nice. I won't go.
That's not nice of you.
So you're a Los Angeles Lakers fan. You're wearing a Kobe Bryant shirt
I'm wearing a Kobe Bryant shirt.
Lakers are hurting.
Lakers are bad.
Hurting.
They're bad. Who cares?
So what do they do to fix this? If you're the general manager, how do you fix the Lakers right now?
Well, let me ask you a question. Like, who's out there that would be available that can turn a team around?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
Russell Westbrook.
That's your guy.
Well, he's an LA dude.
Mm-hmm.
But him and Durant claim that they're brothers.
Durant's going to Washington.
Oh, really?
He's from Washington, D.C. He's leaving.
I thought he was from, like, Oklahoma.
No, he works in Oklahoma.
But, no, he went to school in Texas.
Doesn't matter. He's from Washington. He's going to the Wizards.
Why would you go to Texas, then, for school?
Because they gave him a scholarship.
They all probably did.
Oh, whatever.
He was the number two pick, right?
He'll probably stay.
Who was picked over him?
Probably LeBron, right?
No, it was Odin.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Good call. Good call. So, actually, speaking of, because I said LeBron, so it's a good transition. So, Kobe's on the downside, right?
Yeah.
Just snapped another tendon.
Yeah.
Broke something, whatever the fuck
happened. I mean, where we fucked up with Kobe is we gave him all the money. But here's the thing, dude, and this is what people don't understand, that we understand. Number one, we're lucky to be Laker fans.
Yep,
okay?
I agree.
I've been
God's
alive.
A Laker.
Yeah, God's a Laker. And they've won 10 titles since I've been alive.
That's a lot. It's more than anybody else.
That's one every 4 years.
Yeah.
Every president we had has seen the Lakers win a title.
That's beautiful.
There's a stat. You were President Obama.
Other than Clinton.
Lakers won twice. I did 2-10, 2 whatever.
Jordan kind of fucked that whole Clinton thing up.
Yeah.
So, but on average, you're right.
One president. Yeah, they fucking won again. So God's a Laker. We're lucky to be Laker fans. But, dude, I mean, there's just no one to get. The Lakers went all in on Howard, and it didn't work out. It didn't work
out. And you don't want Howard.
You didn't. But you, at the time, you think you wanted
him. Yeah.
And he just, he's not the guy that you thought. Like, bro, Shaq was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an unbelievable get by Jerry West.
Yeah, Shaq was, I mean, three times finals MVP.
Think about how crazy that gamble was, by the way, to cut you off, because you had Vlade Divac and Eldon Campbell, who were journeyman centers, but they did their job.
Yeah,
and what did he
do? Shaq just went to the finals in Orlando.
Yeah, but he traded Vlade to get who? Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. That's who he traded for. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, he traded and Eldon Campbell. He got rid of both of them. Eldon was still there. Eldon was still there. Okay. Vlade left.
Yeah,
and that was with no guarantee that you were going to get Shaq. And then he got Shaq, and then he got Kobe in one offseason. Isn't that, that's the best offseason in the history of the NBA.
Dude, Jerry West was a shit.
He still is.
Yeah.
He goes to the Warriors. Yeah, like the now Warriors.
They're the best team in the league. But, dude, I was living in L.A. at the time of when Kobe, before Kobe got drafted, and he would talk about Kobe Bryant's workouts. So he's like,
just insane.
He would say, who you're most impressed with? He said, I'm impressed with this guy, Kobe Bryant. So he saw it. But bro, before that, when they had Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones, Cedric Ceballos, Vlade Divac, and Eldon Campbell, bro, they were good.
Good team.
Dude, I love Van Exel. And I used to go to Laker games.
Babyface killer.
Yeah. For $9.
Oh, wow.
$9. And I would see, and they battled, bro. Then they got Magic came back.
I was at Magic's return game.
Yeah. It wasn't against the Rockets. We lost to the Rockets.
It was the Warriors.
Oh, it was the Warriors. Yeah. We lost to the Rockets that year in the playoffs, though, right?
God, I remember Nick Van Exel said Cabo. That was the big thing. I can't remember who we lost to, but he was on Cabo, and that's why he got shipped out.
Was it San Antonio?
No, that was the year after. I don't remember. It might have been Utah. Or was that the
year after? Yeah, he said it's Utah.
Yeah, because Kobe kept shooting air balls.
Right, well, his rookie year.
Yeah. And he kept yelling Cabo because he wanted to go on vacation, and then Shaq was like, get his ass out of here. But yeah, anyhow.
Really? That sucks.
Yeah, but okay,
Eddie Jones would get outplayed by Jeff Hornacek and Shannon Anderson.
Hornacek was crazy that way, though.
But you're Eddie Jones. I mean, I went to the finals when we got swept by the Jazz, and I was there for games 3 and 4.
There was no way we got into the finals against the Jazz.
Well, the fucking Western Conference finals, okay? Settle down. Oh, wait, really? You think any fucking person fucking listening to this is like, the technicality?
I bet you there would.
Who?
There's a guy named Alfredo. There's a guy in Miami named Alfredo who's going to email me right now.
Alfredo, get a dog. All right.
It's good.
Jesus Christ. But anyways, I was at games 3 and 4. And every time, dude, we would get within a fucking shot to either take the lead, tie, extend the lead. Eddie Jones would have a wide open three. The crowd would be ready to erupt because they liked Eddie.
Yeah, I loved Eddie.
And, dude, he just tanked.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it, bro.
Yep.
And it was so disappointing because in the regular season, he was such a great player. Oh, it was
defender, everything. And then,
dude, every game he'd have a steal to a layup.
And we traded him for Glenn Rice, who did jack shit and got a ring.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But the problem was is we had the two. We had Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
So he had to go.
So I got to ask you. So, you know, we talked a little about basketball and gambling and all that. I got to ask, so have you ever seen anybody gamble on baseball?
Yeah, I look at them in the mirror every day.
I was trying not to indict you.
Yeah, I think I may know one or two.
So as a gambler, I know how to gamble on football, and I know how to gamble on basketball. Gambling on baseball, I'd say you're good at it, but I understand the dynamics.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
So how do you do it with baseball? I mean, I imagine as a gambler, baseball is probably a lot of fun because it's every day.
Well, you can do run lines. Like, say, for example, let's say you want to bet Clayton Kershaw.
Okay.
Okay, and he's going against, give me a team.
The Giants.
Oh, okay. And it's not Bumgarner.
No.
Okay, it's their number 4 star.
It's fucking.
So yeah. Let's say you bet. So you want to bet Kershaw to win the game. You'd have to risk like $250 to win 100.
That seems ridiculous to me.
But you're betting baseball based on the pitcher. Now, the other way, you could be the Giants and you can risk
$100 to win 250.
No, you'd be like 235.
Yeah.
They always get you on the juice.
Sure.
But so you could bet the other way.
So you're not, so like when you're in basketball and you're in football, you're doing over unders, you're doing first half lines, second half lines.
I do second half lines. Second half lines, I think,
gives you a better picture.
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah. You can kind of see how the game's going. So how does that work? I mean, you can't. I mean, you can do an over under in baseball, right?
Yep.
It's run total runs. Yep. That's what you're saying.
And
run
it's
lines.
Usually seven.
So if you're doing Kershaw versus Bumgarner, your run line's probably like three.
No, it's six.
Six. You're
five
thinking,
and a half.
So what are they doing? They're just taking the ERAs and saying.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, so they're saying, yeah, I've never seen one lower than five and a half.
I would think if you had a Kershaw Bumgarner matchup, you're doing. You could be Vegas and say three, and people still might take it.
That's you might take the under. Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're usually getting a run line about six in that game.
So do you okay, now I'm just going to switch back. We're doing, if you guys haven't figured it out right now, we're on Predictably Drunk. I don't even think I said the name of the show yet.
Oh.
This is a Predictably Drunk podcast. We're talking with Jeremy Curry, Bay Area stand-up comedian, good friend of mine. He's been guest hosting here for a couple of episodes, which I really appreciate. It's been a lot of fun. And right now we're kind of, obviously we're talking about sports and gambling. We did a lot of comedy talk here in the first, on the last episode. And we're just kind of, you know, he's multifaceted, this man. So we're talking about some of the other things and other interests he's got.
I can't answer what that word means.
Yeah, well,
now I know what that one
you
means.
You got a Google list of words that you got to do later.
No.
So, you know, going back to comedy right away, or right now, and Jeremy's going to be at the Bella Ultra Lounge in Oakland on March 6th and 7th. That's a Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m.
Go, good baby. Shows. Go, it's baby.
Go, baby productions put on by Leroy Stanford.
Big boy.
And it's a great show, great production.
Jay Rich.
And Jay Rich is going to be headlining those shows, correct?
Yeah.
Fantastic comic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Dude, yeah.
And he comes to Kirby's. You book him over at Kirby's.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're in the Bay Area.
If you're a Bay Area talent.
If you're a Bay Area talent, then you can get on Kirby's. I've been on Kirby's three times myself.
Have you been that many times?
Three times.
What? Yeah. Who do you know?
Yeah. So talk a little bit about just the Bay Area comedy scene in general, because I have an opinion on the Bay Area comedy scene, and my opinion is very positive right now. I think it happens to be one of the best, if not the best, comedy scenes in America, just in general, in terms of the amount that's going on, the amount of comics, the amount of talent. And I wanted to get your thoughts on it, because you kind of have your finger on the pulse.
Well, from what I hear, obviously I've never did the L.A. scene.
You've been to L.A.
I've been to L.A., but I never did the scene. And as a up-and-coming comic, to get good, to get better, to get comfortable, I just don't think there's a better place in the world than the Bay Area, because there's so many rooms. They put you on. We have guys that are... almost every week, a new room pops up.
Yeah.
A new date. And everybody's pretty cool, and they let you get on, and that's how you get better, man. It's just stage time. You have to get up there and get bloody. And, like, you hear in L.A., like, you wait 3 hours to do 3 minutes or 2 minutes for an open mic. Could you imagine?
That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
So, in that facet, because especially as you get up, and, I mean, shit, how many fucking millions of people? We have, like, 15 million people. We have, like, 6 or 7 major comedy clubs. And then we have a lot of guys that are putting together big shows.
I agree.
That guy's Troy Moy. Have you seen what he does in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Ah!
It's insane.
Sells it out.
It's insane.
I mean, and I'm forgetting a bunch of people, but I mean, dude, there's guys putting on. Dan Myers does a bowling
Myers like
alley.
Fires.
Dude, this fool does a bowling alley in Clayton, California, and it's a comedy club audience.
I'll do you one better. Dan Myers is doing shows in Kenwood, California. And if you're wondering to yourself right now, where the fuck is Kenwood, California? You're not alone. The only person in the world that knows where Kenwood, California is Dan Myers and myself, because my family happens to be from there.
Oh,
God. It's a tiny, small little community, and he's putting up rooms and he's paying people. I mean, the entire Bay Area right now is just flourishing.
Yeah.
Flourishing. You can't go a night. You could work every – sorry, Jeremy. You could work every single night doing open mics, getting on multiple shows – every single night, Monday through Sunday, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area.
You could.
Right now.
Yeah.
You could absolutely do that.
Absolutely.
And you've done that. I mean, you've done that grind.
It's not a grind. You just want to get better. You know, I mean, just, it's a process.
Yeah.
You know, and I started putting it together. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. And I was doing 15 minutes all weekend with plenty left to spare. I did a 35-minute set in Antioch on New Year's Eve with plenty to spare. And it's just, you know, you just keep getting better, getting good.
And, you know, if you have any brains to yourself, you give yourself an outlet to, you know, come up with something. Like, for yourself, you run the Kirby show. That is your show. That is your spot. That is your room. And you run a great room over there.
Thank you.
Kirby Sports Bar in Fremont.
Every month. You think it's good? You think it's...
It's a great room. No, and I would tell you that because I'm your friend.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, I'll drop some names that some people may or may not know. Ellis Rodriguez absolutely is in love with that room.
That guy's good, though.
He's a great... That's
that
my point.
That guy's good. That guy,
but he loves that room.
That guy's solid, man.
Kabir Singh loves
right.
that room. He's all right.
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's all right.
For those that don't know, Kabir Singh's probably the top talent in the Bay Area right now.
Yeah, guys.
There's a ton of top
Kirk
talents.
Kirk
McHenry loves that room. Yep. That's another good one
That's
right
a
there.
A solid one.
There's a bunch of... Rudy O loves that room.
Yeah. Rudy. You
know, Rudy O is a local comedian. He's also on local sports radio here. He's
95.7
The Game. And you know what? Yeah, that's a good point. Shout out to Rudy O. He gave both Jeremy Curry and myself, Abel Jaramillo, and Kabir Singh some dap on the real radio not too long ago. So thank you, Rudy O. I'm going to hopefully have him on here before too long.
He'll do
as well.
It. He's a great guy.
He's a fantastic dude.
He's funny comic.
He's funny as hell. Funny as hell.
Oh, he's got good bits, man.
Yeah, he's good just in general.
He's funny, man.
Hey, you know what? This show is called Predictably Drunk, and I think I haven't even talked about any of the beer that I've been drinking here. So if you listen to the last episode, I got sick during San Francisco Beer Week. Had the flu, had the booty flu and the stomach flu. So I was pooping and shitting. I was shamiting, which is when you...
And I'm so glad I came to your house right after you got sick.
When you shit and vomit at the same time, it was disgusting. You have to make that decision of what do I want to clean up versus flush out. And so I'm finally feeling myself again. I only got the cold sweats. I got the meat sweats right now. But I'm drinking Lagunitas Hop Stupid Ale. So I'm still on that Lagunitas kick, so go get it. It's a great brewery out of Petaluma. Brewer's kind of a dick, and I guess he's never going to be on the show now that I said that. But who gives a fuck? He makes good beer. So Hop Stupid, it's fantastic. Go get it for the South Bay Hopheads or whatever the fuck group I'm a part of. Go get it.
You part of something?
I am.
You're in a group.
I'm a group.
Are you in a club?
I'm in a club.
Oh, God.
You know what? Fuck you. They come to the shows. They're Phil Kirby's motherfucker.
The club. Do you have a secret handshake?
It's this right here.
My buddies were in a fraternity, so trash him. Are you having a club meeting tonight?
So what do you drink? I mean, you're not drinking tonight, you're drinking coffee because apparently you're on your period.
Yeah.
But what do you drink when you want to drink? Are you a beer guy? Are you a whiskey guy? What's your deal?
Like, I like Pliny.
Pliny the Elder?
That's a good beer, bro.
Pliny the Elder's a fantastic beer.
I like those, the stronger ones, honestly.
You like IPAs?
Yeah, IPAs.
Yeah.
There's a place in Jack's in Fremont where I watch the games, and they have a double IPA. It tastes really good. It tastes real similar to Pliny.
Yeah.
It's not Pliny. Dude, remember that night time we went to watch the football, dude, and I had like 5 Plinies? Dude, I was hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can't drink 5 Plinies and not be hammered. I don't care who you are.
Fucking hammered.
That's a strong beer.
And I'm like, yeah, drive!
Yeah.
Yeah, problem!
Actually, you know what? That night, God, I don't know. I'm going to share the story. I think it was actually a comedy night, I think. We were doing comedy one night, and I drove because I was the responsible one.
When and, you had your van? You have a soccer mom? I'm sorry, dude.
And I don't have a van. He's lying. And we were driving, and I dropped.
It was an Escalade?
Yeah. And I dropped Jeremy off at his house. And by the time I dropped him off, and Jeremy and I, we live what, like 15 minutes from each other?
Yeah.
Without traffic?
Yeah.
And by the time I got home, I checked my phone. And I had about 4 texts from Jeremy, all the same basic premise, but there were 4 separate texts, and they were all basically of you talking about how you were throwing up in your backyard. So that, because you were drinking so much, which is a fantastic story, because you didn't want to wake anybody up in the house, so you were in the backyard like a man throwing up, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, I like being in grass, honestly. Hey, was that when we did the what the fuck was it? Deep South, whatever, Monterey. Was that the Corey Robinson show?
Was it the laughing at the... No, well, maybe.
Because you drove horrendous. That's why...
I did fantastic driving.
Dude, you're awful.
You're awful.
Bro, is that the night we stopped the Jack in the Box?
Oh, yeah, that's the night.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know what got me sick was your driving. That's what it was. God.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't the handle of whiskey that you had in your backpack. No, it was me driving.
Goddamn roller coaster ride! Fucking went out for 45 minutes. Anyways,
we're gonna get arrested. I gotta ask you this story. Speaking of comedy, and I want to get back to sports before the show's over, but I gotta ask this story because I've never gotten the full answer on this. But you went down to Los Angeles. with a guy named Charles Kelly.
Yeah.
Another comedian. Yeah. So just so you guys know, Jeremy Curry looks like Dave Matthews.
No, he doesn't.
And Charles Kelly looks like Snoop Dogg.
Fucking Dave Matthews must be a handsome
So, yeah. He's rich. So he's better by the dollar. So Dave Matthews and Snoop Dogg walk into a comedy club, and a riot almost happens.
Yeah.
The story goes that a riot almost broke out because of Jeremy Curry
and
Charles Kelly.
No, it wasn't Charles Kelly. Charles.
Oh, look at you pass the buck.
Oh, I mean,
it's February, and you're going to pass this on to Black History Month to Charles.
Charles.
So tell the story. Lean into that mic and tell the story on this real quick.
We were at the Comedy Store. I think it was like a Friday or Saturday night. And it was a comedy competition. And so you would go, like one Bay Area comic would go against an L.A. comic. So the last comic was from L.A. and he brought most of the crowd. So obviously he was the favorite to win. Well, Charles went up there and murdered it against the guy. So the crowd was split. And so Charles just jumps into the crowd while because it was the way they pick their winners through audience applause. They go, all right, Charles Kelly, you go, yay! And then you would do the other guy, yay! So they had to go like two or three times. So Charles then just jumped in the crowd, right? And one of the guy's fans was not too excited about Charles in the crowd.
So he did a stage dive into the crowd.
Pretty much, man. And it was funny. And
so Charles attacked the crowd.
Yeah, it's a Hollywood attacked the crowd. And it was funny because on the ride home, I didn't win. I lost.
Sure.
And Charles is sitting in the front seat just showing off his trophy. And I'm like, fuck you. You ain't shit. But the thing is what Charles did that night is he went against the guy that brought the most people.
Yep.
And beat him. In his hometown.
Doesn't that make your dick grow? Doesn't it, if you're Charles Kelly?
Oh, Hollywood. He started calling
you
drop him Hollywood.
The mic. Yeah, don't you? Yeah. You have to.
That was, dude, you, honestly, if you have a chance, if you can go to the Comedy Store and do comedy for a day or two, dude, you'll come back better.
Yeah, you've said that a lot. Like, you've done a lot of shows where the main thing you say you come back is you're better. You are. Like, you get better every single time you do those types of things.
I just came back from a weekend, and I'm going to do a bunch of shows this week, and they have no shot.
No, I agree.
No, they have no shot. Because I'm going to go in front of fresh people that have never seen me at all.
Yep.
So they're going to underestimate me, and I'm going to fucking kill them.
You're going to walk in like, who's this guy? Yeah.
And I can't wait. So I got lucky to get on some pretty hot shows this week, and I'm ready to go.
Where does Kobe Bryant fit in the history?
Charles Kelly and Kobe Bryant?
Two of the greatest.
Because they're black?
You said Hollywood. So I'm going back to Hollywood.
Right, what about Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, no, just overall, real quick answer, because I got like three other things I want to talk to you about. Where does Kobe Bryant, let's say he retires right now. He's not doing anything else before he retires. Yeah. Well, we all agree that, even as Lakers fans.
Who cares?
He got us five rings.
Yeah.
Well, where is his place in history? Is he the greatest Laker of all time?
No.
Who's the greatest Laker of all time?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Dude, I don't know, bro. I guess it's close. Magic Johnson. Have you been to the Staples Center?
Yes.
Okay. Greatest Laker of all time. I guess you go with Magic because of the persona and he was always out there. Greatest basketball player of all time is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Dude, the guy never lost.
Kareem's a man.
Bro.
Oh, man.
Dude, they never lost at UCLA.
Yep.
Dude, the Milwaukee Bucks won
a championship.
Because of him.
Yep.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep. I agree.
You lose to the Milwaukee Bucks now, they kick you out of the league for a week. There's like a fine.
Yeah. When you get punished, when you get fired, you have to go coach.
Yeah, you're like, you lost to the Bucks. They play in Milwaukee. No one's there. So, he won a title there, dude. So, but listen, next time at Staples Center, bro, because they have the statues.
Yep.
And they have all their accomplishments. Dude, like, Abdul-Jabbar goes around the whole, all four pieces. Like, Magic Johnson's two pieces.
Yeah.
Like, two sides of it have his accolades, whatever you want to call them. I don't even know what you call them. But our accomplishments. Dude, Kareem's all the way around. I'm sitting there reading it going,
holy shit.
Yeah. This dude was hella good.
Well, see, like I maintain that Wilt Chamberlain's the greatest athlete of all time, maybe after Jackie Robinson.
Greatest athlete of all?
Dude, you got to go look up Will Chamberlain, what he did. This guy, I'm not talking about the fucking.
Dude,
I'm
just he's talking going about, against guys like me, though.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm not even talking about his basketball accomplishments. The guy finished a marathon first, just waking up and running in it one day. Didn't even sign up, just got up and ran. Because everyone else is running. He's like, what are you guys doing? They're doing a marathon. How long? 26 miles? I'll do it. And he fucking won.
Whoa.
The guy's insane.
That's insane.
But you want to hear a funny story about the Magic Johnson statue at Staples Center?
Yeah.
So I'm down at Staples Center for a Los Angeles Kings Sharks game. I'm a big hockey guy, right? So the LA scene in sports, it's all, you know, there's always celebrities there. So I'm walking up and I made it. It was my first time at Staples Centers. I hadn't gone for a Lakers game yet. So I made a trip to go there and I saw the Magic Johnson statue out front. And who do I see standing in front of the Magic Johnson statue? Michael Cooper.
Cooper.
Michael Cooper is sitting there in front of the statue looking at it, like admiring it.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's...
The statues are nice, though.
But either people don't know who Michael Cooper is or was at that point, or they're like, we're keeping our distance because it's Michael fucking Cooper. So me, being the shy person that I am, I walk right up to him and I go, what, Magic doesn't return your calls anymore? You got to hang out with a statue now? And he looks at me and then he sees that I'm just like this, you know... retarded white guy who gives a shit.
Who's this fucking asshole?
This guy looks like Robert Downey Jr. on heroin. I'm not. Who gives a shit about him? So he was actually really cool about it. He was really cool about it. But that was my Magic Johnson statue stories. I got to hang out with Michael Cooper for about 5 minutes.
Cooper, huh?
Yeah, the Coop.
Well, he's on TV or radio down there. He's just something. He's involved with the organization.
He's doing. He was coaching the Sparks, and I'm mad at myself for knowing that.
Yeah, that's something you should.
I'm going to erase that.
Wasn't he the head coach?
He was.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. He's coaching women. The assistant.
Well, hey, look, are you okay to stay? We're going a little bit over. We're going to keep going? Yeah. You good with that?
Yeah. Good with that?
I'm fine with it. You're a Dolphins fan, which is unfortunate.
Lucky me.
Lucky you. Short end of the stick right there.
Hey, Tannehill getting, you know, all these Dolphin fans defending Tannehill.
Dude, so you don't like, so Jerry Curry does not like.
Dude, he can't read a pass rush. He can't read a pocket. And he doesn't have pocket savvy. And for someone who used to be a wide receiver, you sure can't run. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, and you were white as a wide receiver. So you should run really, really well. And, dude, he's awful. He's awful. Dude, and you said, oh, I said, name a game where he came back and won. He goes, you were the Monday Night the Jets game. Because the Jets defenders are retarded, and they drop balls that were thrown directly to him. Like, dude,
you asked me to name a game.
Yeah, and it's because it was the Jets, and the defensive backs just drop balls. But, bro, really? Really?
You know what frustrates me about Ryan Tannehill?
Everything?
No.
He sucks. Dude, he sucks.
When we drafted Chad Henne, we drafted him in the second round, and they went to his house because he wasn't in the green room, right? They go to his house, and he's got his arm around the nastiest pig of a girlfriend you would ever see in your life. Yeah, and I'm like, this guy does not make good decisions. He's not going to be good for us.
Uh-huh.
I just knew based on his girlfriend selection.
Well, dude, he's from Michigan, right?
Doesn't matter.
It's fucking cold out.
There's a couple of, you go down to Ohio State when you play him and go get yourself a girl. The guy wasn't making good decisions. I knew he was going to be throwing some pick sixes on some out routes because the guy doesn't know what he's doing. You see Ryan Tannehill's wife, and you're like, this guy makes good decisions.
No, he
doesn't. We're in the golden era of Miami Dolphins football. But he doesn't seem to have that. He doesn't. Maybe he's got his money and he's got his girl. So who cares?
But he's went to Texas. Have you ever been to Texas?
He went to Texas A&M.
The state of Texas. Okay, have you been to the state of Texas?
Yes, I have.
You do good. Even a guy like you might do good.
Oh, thank you.
Dude, you go to a state like Texas, and dude, all of a sudden you're like, how was your weekend, Sam? You're like, I saw more yeses than noes. And dude, you just go, I want to come back.
So how do we fix 8-8? How do we get out of 8-8 hell with the Miami Dolphins? How do we do this? You're the general manager. I did this with Lakers. How do we do this now?
Dude, you got to go get a Harbaugh or a Gruden, a guy that can just turn
it around. It's the coach.
You have to.
So you think you could win with Tannehill? With the right coach?
No. So dude can't read a pot. Maybe a good offensive, maybe with Harbaugh or a guy like Gruden that can make your quarterbacks better. Dude, who's our coach? What's his name?
Philbin.
Yeah. Does he give Aaron Rodgers like a thank you card every day? I got this job because of you.
He should.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He probably should.
He should. Aaron Rodgers got that guy that job.
I agree with that.
Period.
I agree with that.
And that's it. You gotta get a Gruden. You have to get a. You have to get an offensive minded guy that it can get. And there's only two that I'm thinking. Who else is a coach out there? That Bill Cowher? No, he couldn't get him better.
He's done.
Yeah, right. He's got a perfect job. I like Gruden though. I hope he stays in the on TV because you learn so much from him.
Yeah, Gruden is the new Madden. You know, Madden won one Super Bowl, and then he immediately got the fuck out of it and went into the broadcast booth, and everyone thinks he's a genius, and he is to a degree.
Do you like the Gruden quarterback thing?
I never watched that,
dude. I think it's great. He sits there and you got the and he calls a play. I think it's great.
My sister, Stacy, used to babysit his kids, so she knows John Gruden probably better than anybody. I can't look at John Gruden unless it's from the waist up because and the cameras have started to do this, but if you go back like 3 years ago, they used to show Gruden from like the knee high up, right, with him and Mike Tirico in the booth.
Uh-huh.
And he wears the tightest pants you can ever you can see what religion John Gruden is. It's the most disturbing thing. You can see every pulse.
That's what you're paying attention to.
I have a 60-inch TV. It's humongous on there. What do you want me to do? I go to the stretch screen.
But now they haven't done that.
One of the producers is like, raise that shit up to the titty level because everyone is complaining.
Yeah. Okay. So fuck.
So go back and watch it. Yeah. So
I think he's great on that.
We're at 30. What fuck? Man, this is the ultra extra large version of the podcast, but who cares? We're having fun, right?
Yeah, he's good, dude. A guy like Gruden, the Niners screwed up by letting Harbaugh go.
What's up with that?
If I'm the owner of the Niners, I'm blowing that guy every day. They were horrible for you.
The Niner fans don't. I think the Niner fans were humbled a little bit this year.
Harbaugh didn't care. He knew he was walking. He was done.
Do you think he tanked the season? I think he tanked the season.
I don't think he tanked the season on purpose, but
I think he did.
Well, two things. I think number one is I think the inmates are starting to run the asylum, but the reason is because he wasn't coming back, so he just said I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. So I don't think he tanked the season, but he's like he didn't. His heart wasn't into it.
What's the number one offense that Colin Kaepernick thrives in? It's that pistol offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's in shotgun and he's got a running back behind him, and he can make decisions whether to run the ball mm-hmm. or hand it off.
Mm-hmm.
They did less of that this past season than they have the last two seasons, you know, at all. And I think that's Harbaugh saying, you know what? Fuck you guys. You think he can play without me scheming these things? No, he's not the talent that you guys think he is. He's the talent that I can make him be. And he started calling, I think he overrid some plays and said, no, we're going to do traditional pass plays and traditional run plays, and you guys will see how untalented this guy really is. I think he tanked the season. That's my personal opinion, but I think he was, same thing you're saying.
Yeah, he didn't put him in position.
Fuck it, who cares? Yeah. I'm not going to put him in position to win. If he does it, great. If not, either way, it's a win-win for Jim Harbaugh, right? Either the guy looks like a genius and you got to pay me more,
mm-hmm.
or I'll fucking walk and I'll get any job I want in America.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't believe that. You know, Niner fans came out of nowhere because Niner fans forget that before Jim Harbaugh,
they had Singletary.
They had nobody.
Mike Nolan.
They had nothing. When was the last time they were good? Mariucci?
Yeah, and they were. I mean,
and that wasn't even Mariucci. That was just because you had talent. You had T.O.
Steve Young.
Even after him, Jeff Garcia was a good quarterback.
He was a good quarterback.
You know, he gets a bad rap, but he was a good quarterback.
Yeah, he was a good quarterback.
So you didn't have anybody since fucking Seifert, Steve Young. That's it. The last 20 years, the Niners have been more bad than good. And they forgot because they had the glory years, you know, which they were fantastic. And then the Niners came back with Harbaugh, but it's fucking Harbaugh. You now have a guy who looks like he should be making me a sandwich at Subway as your head coach.
Yeah, but their picks also, a lot of their picks worked out.
Okay, yeah, they did. But again, you got to coach him up.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
You got to coach him up.
I agree. Singletary had no idea.
Yeah, no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, he had no idea.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think the Niners are going to do this next year? I mean, it's early.
Tank.
You think they're not going to do it so well?
No. Because you got the inmates running the asylum again. I mean, you got guys that are... they're very not smart guys, you know, so good luck with that shit. So the new guy, they're not going to listen to him. I would be surprised. I mean, I'd put the Rams pat above the 49ers. Dude, the fucking 49ers might be the – who else is in that division? Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks. 49ers might finish in last place.
Yeah, man, they could. They very well
because,
could.
Because the Cardinals have a good coach.
Yeah.
The Rams got a good coach.
Yep.
And Seattle's still stacked.
Well, shit, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Couple of weeks in the books here with Jeremy Curry.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Sam.
No, thank you. Yeah, it's fun, man. Couple things. Again, March 6th, March 7th, Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m., Bella Ultra Lounge. Go check out Jeremy Curry in Oakland, California, if you happen to be in the area.
You want to do a show at Tommy T's?
I'll do a show with you anytime. You know.
Yeah,
that.
But I'm just saying, you want to start hyping one up? You want me to pick a date?
Yeah, pick a date. I'll hype this up on here.
What do you want to do?
Well, just we'll talk off air. I'll get it from you. How about that?
Let's talk off air.
Well, we could do it right now. Yeah, let's do this. Let's just keep it going. Will be inside the comedian's mind.
Do you want to March 8, April 8? How much time do you need?
Let's see. March, I'm going to be in Hawaii on March 14th and 18th. And then I'll be back after that. And then I'm in Tucson at the end of April. So I've got time in between mid to late March and mid April.
Okay. We need to pack the place, though. We have to work hard.
We're going
to
pack the place, folks. We're going to work hard.
So
you just heard Jeremy say work in comedy in the same
sentence. Yeah. No, fuck you.
So, yeah, we'll get that together. Once we get a date going, we'll put that on. We'll smash it. But if you happen to be in the Bay Area or if you haven't checked it out and you're listening to this, go check out Kirby's. You can usually find me promoting it on my Facebook. You can find it on Jeremy Curry's Facebook. Kirby's once a month, free show. Some of the best comedians in the Bay Area stop through there and just absolutely destroy that place. It's a fun time. So check out Kirby's every month. Again, once a month there. And then you've got Friday, April 17th. I'm out that day. I can't do the April 17th.
Why?
Because I'm going to be at this show. Friday, April 17th, the 420 Comedy Joke Out, Swiss Park in Newark, California. Jeremy Curry is going to be doing a guest spot there. New material.
You won't be there April 17th?
No, I'm saying we can't do the Tommy T's if we're going to do. I was going back to the Tommy T's date we were talking about. Yeah.
That.
Yeah, so check those dates out. March 6th and 7th, Bella Ultra Lounge. April 17th, 420 Comedy Joke Out, Swiss Park. You can catch me on March 14th at the... what the fuck am I doing? Cafe Hawaii. Fresh, Honolulu, downtown Honolulu. And then you can find me at Annie O'Brien's. It was part of the Comedy U Show on March 18th. That's a Wednesday, I believe. Thank you very much. SamMarcoux.com, TigerComedy on Twitter, Sam.Marcoux on Facebook. Friend up Jeremy Curry, friend up myself. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good night.